fruitcake. Dense, multicolored, full of mystery chunks that used to be fruit or what? If you know someone who loves to give fruitcake, you can finally tell them there's a tasty version. Food critics rave about it. It's brandy-soaked and baked by monks in Berrysville, Virginia. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates talked to brother Barnabas, who himself once hated fruitcakes.
Now, this is very interesting to me because I don't think I've willingly eaten fruitcake since I was a little kid. Fruitcake's kind of turned into the butt of a lot of bad jokes.
Mm-hmm.
What's different about the fruitcake?
Well, I'll just give you my own personal experience. I was about 14 or 15 years old, and I remember at a Thanksgiving dinner, I looked at my mother and I said, I will never eat fruitcake again as long as I live.
God's little joke.
That stuff that they used to pass off as fruitcake was just terrible. It was, you know, it was like eating a blotter, you know. It was so mealy and so, you know, devoid of any real taste. So anyhow, I came here to the monastery and I hadn't eaten fruitcake since then. And I thought we were baking bread. And then I found out that they also make fruitcakes. I remember looking up at the heavens and saying, Lord, you've got to be kidding me. And it was true. And I said, oh, I can't believe this. So, I guess about a couple of weeks later, one of the brothers who were the cook, he had decided on one of the fruitcakes for dessert. So he cut up the fruitcake, and I looked at it, and it certainly didn't look like what I was used to seeing. And when I tasted it, I couldn't believe it. I never really knew how good fruitcake could taste.
Now, how well do these sell for you? How many of them are you expecting to ship out this season?
Roughly speaking, I think we're over 20,000 now. I would expect this year we're going to go over 25, maybe 26,000.
That's a lot of fruitcake. And is it just the brothers at the Abbey who are producing these?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just the brothers. Actually, it's about six or seven of the brothers who do all the baking. And because we're so short-staffed, the brothers who make the cakes, who bake the actual cakes, are also the brothers that put the orders on. So we start in early February, and we bake almost every week two bakes of about 600 cakes per bake. And by mid-September, we're done, because we have to be, because we're getting ready for the sale season.
Now, at the end of the sale season, does anybody at the monastery have any interest in even smelling fruitcake?
Oh, yeah, the brothers, they love fruitcake. When we have it for dessert, there's never a complaint.
Well, I have to tell you, I was surfing the net in one of these many glowing reviews I saw of the Abbey fruitcake. There was one in a Jewish online tabloid, and it said, those monks make a mean fruitcake. So you're getting your props from all over.
Yeah, our big problem was the visibility, you know, trying to get the word out about this excellent product that we have. We always had faith in it because my attitude was always, once they bite it, we got them. And it's true. It is an excellent fruitcake.
Well, we wish you the best of luck and a very happy Christmas. And thank you very much, Brother Barnabas, for speaking with us.
That interview by Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.